I believe I have to worship. I pray, praise your holy name.
You are great.
Close by two, but we got overwhelmed. We got overwhelmed because many of us, we need to rest because some are traveling this morning. But I want to see if I can take just 30 minutes and just say something. Please take your seat before we go this morning. I am going to quickly rush through the balance of what we have. But it is obvious that we cannot completely exhaust this subject here. And that is the youth in dominion looking at the life of Joseph. In looking at the life of Joseph, we've seen about 8 things. And I want us to rush through that quickly before we go to the 9th. Number 1, to exist, to arrive at dominion, you must exist with a clear difference. Be different from your generation. Number 2, exist with a positive stand for something. 3, exist as a person of conviction. 4, maintain submission to spiritual authority. These are things we already had written. 5, make a difference wherever you are found. 6, possess and maintain the presence of God. Keep going. Number 7, be faithful. 8, be upright. That was where we stopped. No, that wasn't where we stopped. Number 9, protect your joy. Protect your joy. Media forgot, right? Protect your joy. Now we go to number 10. Be compassionate. Be loving. And for the sake of time, we saw Genesis chapter 40, verse 3, all the way and he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. The butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, whereof look ye so sadly today? Compassion. What does it mean to be compassionate? Like I said in the morning, a major challenge of youth is self-centeredness. Number 1, what does it mean to be compassionate? First, it means always treat others the way you would love to be treated. Always treat others the same way you would love to be treated. Matthew 7:12. What things soever you want that people do to you, do to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Always treat others the way you would love to be treated. Can I go ahead? Number 2. Don't do to people what you don't expect people to do to you. That is what love is talking about. Don't do to people, to others, what you don't expect people to do to you. Don't do to people what you don't expect people to do to you. Number three, always put yourself in the shoes of others. Media, if you can be a bit quick so that some who are a bit slow can see it on the screen. Always put yourself in the shoes of others. First, always treat others the same way you would love to be treated. Second, don't do to people what you don't expect people to do to you. Third, always put yourself in the shoes of others. Number four, always contribute to the joy and the well-being of others. Again, always contribute to the joy and the well-being of others. One, two, three, four, five. Number five. Let people's dignities people's lives, dignities, and secrets be safe in your hands. Let the lives of people be safe in your hands. Let their dignities be safe in your hands. Let their secrets be safe in your hands. That is, don't let people be unsafe in your custody. People's lives, dignities, secrets. Number six, always minimize the weaknesses of people and emphasize the strengths of people. Always emphasize the strengths of people and minimize their weaknesses. What's the meaning of that? Don't focus on people's failures. Emphasize their strengths. Minimize their weaknesses. Seven, don't use people's failures and mistakes against them. Always, don't use people's failures and mistakes repeatedly against them. They may fail, they may make mistakes, you can point it out, but don't always use it against them. Number eight, always leave room for others in your life. That is, don't live a life that is centered on yourself. Leave room for others in your life. Always leave room for others in your life. Because when you are full of yourself, you are empty of people. Number nine, always treat people with value, respect, and honor. Treat people with value. Don't look down on anybody because you don't know where they are going. You don't know what they will become. You don't know what they have. Always treat people with value. Treat people with respect. Treat people with honor. Senior, junior, age mate. Treat people with value, with respect, with honor. Can I go on? What number are we going? Number 10. Always seek the interests of others. Not just your own interests. Always seek the interests of others. Let what interests others be a part of what you look out for. Not just your own life's interests. Always seek the interests of others. Number 11. Refuse to exist offense ready and easily offendable. Refuse to exist offense ready. When people don't walk in love, they are offense ready. Ready to be offended. They are looking out for what will offend them. Refuse to live offense ready or easily offendable. If that is the correct English. And number 12. Live to give and forgive. To give. Love gives. Love forgives. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Live to give and forgive. Be willing and ready to forgive. Be willing and ready to overlook faults where necessary. Be willing and ready. Can I say this? Be willing and ready to give someone another chance if possible. And be willing and ready to give people room for change. Be willing. Love gives. Love forgives. Having said all of that, what is the profit of love? Number one, love establishes the presence of God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. When you walk in love, you walk in his presence. Love establishes the presence of God. Number two. Love releases the nature of God in man. Again, God is love, and God made man in his image. Love releases the nature of God in man. Genesis 1:28. So God made man in his image. Love releases the nature of God in man. 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 Thirdly, love unveils the potentials of man. When you begin to love, your potentials begin to come out. Your potentials are unleashed, they are unveiled. Again, the nature of God is the nature of love. And when we begin to walk in love, we begin to walk in our nature, we begin to walk in our potential. That's still Genesis 1:28. Somebody lift your hands and say, Father. Satan, I say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in love. In the name of Jesus. Say aloud, amen. Number four, love activates the walking of faith. Your faith is strong when you walk in love. Galatians 5 verse 6. He said, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. When your love is in place, your faith is intact. Love activates the working of faith. Number five, love releases supernatural strength to withstand anything. Supernatural strength. In Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, it says, set me as a seal upon your heart. For love is as strong as death. That is, love can withstand even death. Love releases the supernatural strength to withstand anything. Paul the apostle was stoned to death. The disciples stood round about him. He stood up. Acts chapter 16 verse 20. In this climate of love tonight, I prophesy to somebody, everything resisting your life, today they collapse in the name of Jesus. Love releases supernatural strength to withstand anything. Number six,
love
triggers the release of healings. Healings. Jesus moved with compassion and he healed them all. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, he was moved with compassion. And Jesus went forth and he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. When you begin to walk in love, you begin to walk in supernatural power. Love triggers the release of healings. Number 7, love is critical to answered prayers. He said, when you stand praying, forgive, so that your heavenly Father may forgive you. Love is critical to answered prayers. That means that there are prayers. That's Mark 11:25. You are bitter in your heart and you are praying. God is saying your prayers cannot be answered. If you are going to expect answer to prayers, you must walk in love. Love is key to answered prayers. And finally, love facilitates people influence and leadership existence. People, you are able to influence people and exist in leadership by the power of love. Show me a loving man, a loving heart, I will show you one that is easily followed effortlessly. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 2, you see how David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, they gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. Everybody who was scattered, battered, shattered, David gathered them in love and became their leader. If people can see love in you, they will follow you and not leave you. Love is people influence and practical leadership. Finally, what is the way of love? How do you love? Number one, how does love flow? Number one, true genuine love for God. Genuine love for God. If you show me a man who loves God, that man will love people. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, the Bible said, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? I don't struggle to love my wife and children because I love God with passion. And they know, and the devil know, and God knows. True, genuine love for God. Number two, through the activity of the Holy Spirit. When you flow in the Holy Spirit, you flow in love. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5, the Bible says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. The love of God is shed abroad. The more you flow in the Spirit, the more he imparts you with passion for God and compassion for people. The Holy Ghost causes love to flow. Number three, through deep communion and fellowship with God. Deep communion. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. He said, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. From glory to glory. What is the image of God? God is love. As we focus on God, as we spend time with God, as we tarry in His presence, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. We are changed into the same image by the Spirit of the Lord through deep communion
and fellowship with God. Number four, it is through the choice to love and make a difference in the lives of others. You made the choice to love. You made the choice to make the difference in the lives of others. Through the choice to love and make the difference in the lives of others. Through that choice, you can walk in love. Hallelujah. That is Mark chapter 7 verse 12. Anything you want people to do to you, do to them. Sorry, Matthew 7, 12. You do to them. You make the choice. I'm going to love people. I'm going to love my wife. I'm going to love my children. I'm going to love the brethren. I'm going to love God's people. It's just a choice, a decision to make the difference. Leave everybody better than when you met them. Just don't leave people the same way. You make that choice to love. And then you go. And finally, through the choice to obey the Lord, God gave us the commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. You make the choice to obey God. Romans chapter 13 and in verse 8, 9 and 10. Owe no man nothing but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So God is saying, if you want to do everything I want you to do, just love people. If you love people, you have fulfilled the law. You have fulfilled the commandment. Am I communicating at all? That is the law of love. And by the time you walk in love, through obeying God, you walk effortlessly in the lifestyle of love. Somebody lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in love in Jesus' precious name. Anybody ready to walk in love today? I have given you 10 points from the life of Joseph. Maybe I'll give you the remaining 5 in the next conference. Can I tell you something? I prepared 15 points for the first message. That 15 points, we have reached point number 10. Did you understand the implication of what I'm saying? 15 points for the first message. We are to study the life of Joseph and other lives. Daniel, David, and others. But that Joseph life that we are to study the first night, it has 15 points. We are on point number 10 at this end. I don't know if you understand. I think you just got the point now. Do you understand the implication? So, even if we are going to continue in the next Ignite conference, let me mention the remaining 5. Is that okay? Just by way of mention. Number 11. Possess humility. Humility. Don't forget 2 things. That authority, 11a, authority is sustained by humility. Show me a man who will be big. I will show you how humble he is today. Possess humility. Authority is sustained by humility. Joseph was serving people he was meant to boss over. The butler and the baker. Authority is sustained by humility. Secondly, the way of leadership. The way of leadership is through the path of followership. The way of leadership goes through the path of followership. Say it the other way. The way of servanthood is the way of leadership. If you are going to be big tomorrow, please be small in your own eyes now. Raise your shoulder, become braggadocious and ostentatious. You can't get anywhere. Possess humility. That is number 11. Number 12, possess vision. The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. Don't wait for things to happen. See them before they happen. Possess vision. I've said 1 Timothy 12:8. The visions of today, they form the realities of tomorrow. What we call vision today becomes reality tomorrow. Ron Lewis was with us in Area 1 church. When he came at that time, here was a vision. The glory dome was vision. And now it is reality. Secondly, where you see yourself currently is where you will find yourself ultimately. Where you see yourself. If you see yourself currently as a failure, you will find yourself eventually as a failure. If you see yourself currently in authority, even though it appears as if you are in captivity, but you are seeing yourself there, you will ultimately find yourself there. Where you see yourself currently, whether you are seeing yourself as a failure, as a success, whether you are seeing yourself in charge or under control, is where you will find yourself. Possess vision. Number 13. Prepare for the future. Don't wait for the future. Prepare for it. Joseph did not wait for the future. He prepared for it. In Genesis chapter 41 verse 14, Joseph changed his prison garment before he could go to Pharaoh. And take note of two things. Quality preparation is the guarantee of quality destination. Show me a person who has preparation. I will show you one who has a destination. Quality preparation is the guarantee, is the certainty of quality destination. Also, second thing to note, don't wait for opportunities to prepare. Prepare for opportunities to happen. Say that again. Don't wait for opportunities before you prepare. Prepare for opportunities to happen. Opportunities happen for the prepared. Joseph did not arrive at the palace by accident. He was prepared for it. Don't wait for opportunities to prepare. Prepare for opportunities to happen. That is 13. Number 14. Always place impact ahead of income. Place impact ahead of income. Don't let money be the consideration of the things you do with your life. Joseph was not looking for money when he was interpreting the dream of the butler and the baker, or the dream of Pharaoh. Two things. One, let making meaning be more important than making money. When we're talking about the young girls who were very industrious and aggressive and coming out, someone whispered to me, said the young boys of this age, I know they are not here. They are more interested in 419 business and quick money online. Huh? While the young ladies are
eager and struggling. They're just money, 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 money. Place meaning ahead of making meaning should be superior to making money, and money will come naturally. I'm talking to you from experience. Secondly, making a difference should become more important than making a living. Don't spend your whole life trying to make a living. Otherwise, that is all you will achieve in life, making a living. Making a difference should become more important than making a living. I say this. If making a difference become more important to you than making a living, income and influence will come naturally. 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 Listen to this now. Look at me. I have invitations from everywhere to go and preach. If I'm to honor invitations, I won't be in this church maybe a year or 2 years. If people know, okay, he's agreeing to come for invitation, including Sunday, you won't find me here on a Sunday. Right? But these places that I'm going to go to preach, after I minister, they will give me honorarium. Right? They will give me honorarium in plenty zeros for coming. But I have assignment at home. I am preaching Ignite Conference a whole week. No honorarium. Nobody is giving me a dime of honorarium. Not Dynamis Church, not you church, nothing. I'm going to Madagascar to preach next week. No honorarium. I'm going to Angola and I'm going to Uganda in a month's time. No honorarium. My life assignment occupied my life. But I am not in short supply at all. I am not struggling to make a living. I am making a difference by his mercies. And the inflow that comes effortlessly and naturally. There are people who say, can you give me your account number? I say, I'm not sure. Because I don't know who you are. Have you ever heard such a thing before? Somebody say, I want to pay money to your account. I'm not sure. There are those, they don't even ask you for the account before you give it. Say, do you need my account number? Do you understand? And so I am telling you, practical. Making a difference, put it in front of you. Touching your world, put it ahead of you. Making a mark, put it ahead of you. And the income, the influence, the inflow will come naturally, whatever you do with your life. Finally, always go the extra mile. Always. Joseph did not just interpret a dream. He gave the solution to the interpretation. That was not his assignment. His assignment was to interpret the dream. But he went beyond interpreting a dream. He gave solution to the interpretation. Extra mile. Let me say two things that I round off. Number one, ordinary people do regular things, but extraordinary people do extra things. Extra. Extra. Dynamis Church, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. Ordinary people do regular, normal things. 9 to 5 job, p.m. job. 8 to 5. That's the normal life of the normal person.
But extraordinary people do extra things.
Outreach department, is there anybody here from there? Okay, you are here. I'd like you to listen to what I'm about to say. Second thing to note is that if there will be success, there must be excess. Excess of the right thing. Excess praying. Excess fasting. Excess study of the word. Excess evangelism. Excess discipleship. There is no reach without a drive. No, I say outreach. If you want to win 5,000 souls in a month, plan for 50,000 times 10. Strategize for 50,000. We'll labor for 50,000. That is the excess that brings the success. I just dropped something. You don't aim for the roof to reach the roof. Aim for the sky. So that if you shoot, even if you don't reach the sky, you have already crossed the roof. But it was the roof you wanted to go. Stand up on your feet. Those who say in school, all I want is just to pass, they normally fail. Is that right? All I want to do is just, let me just pass. Let me try myself and just pass the exam. They fail. Those who say, I must graduate with first class, they drive themselves so much. So that by the time they did everything they did, they landed it. They start watching their grade from the first year, from the first semester. And they monitor it. But if they fail, like Dr. Bizenencha will exclaim, pata pata. They land with second class upper. They drove themselves. But they are not third class at all. They are not even second 2-2. They were driving for first class. They drove so hard. And most of them land in that first class. Am I communicating? That is what happens as far as excess is concerned. It's a law. If you want success, employ the principle of excess. Every single one of us, in any realm, apply it, employ it. You will be shocked. And we'll talk more in the outreach department concerning what I'm just talking about. Somebody say amen. You are blessed. Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands. Don't tell me, Mr. Nature, come on. The things we have heard. Did you hear what I just said? That the whole message you heard from Monday till now was the first day's message. Yes. I had 15 points. It was from the first night that I realized that it was not possible to preach it at once. The first night I was at least able to try to rush in 5 points. I'm sure you noticed that. From the second night it was impossible. It was a point per session. A point per session. One of my brothers said, he's afraid for me. I said, why? He said, in case the time come when you have preached everything, you don't have anything to say again. I said, don't be afraid. That time will never arrive. If possible now, we have carryover of preaching till next conference. If possible now.
Because we didn't thoroughly finish Joseph. And yet we have not scratched David. He said, we didn't branch Daniel. Not to talk of Esther. Because they are all youths. Hallelujah. Go ahead and declare accordingly, Dr. Misenetcher, based on what we have heard, we need the help of God to live accordingly. If we do another 5-10 minutes, we should be able to release ourselves for the sake of those traveling this morning. Let's go ahead.
Tonight we declare the hand of God upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Before we do that, let's just pray those points. We'll just be scrolling it. Just be scrolling from the point of love and then up to point number 15. Just scroll it and then we'll all just pray. Father, I ask, oh God.
Oh no, let's start from point number one. Okay. You want us to start from this?
No, sir.
Let's start from point number one. Okay. We can do a point in 30 seconds. So that's one that 7 minutes.
That will take us seven and a half minutes. Okay, sir. Yeah. All right, so let's go. 1 point, 30 seconds. Lift up your voice. Say, Father, help me to exist with a clear difference. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Father, we declare the existence with a clear difference. Father, oh God, let us not conform. Let us not conform to the world. But let us be transformed and let us be different from the world. Help me to exist with a clear difference.
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
Keep going.
Existence. Let's pray. Father, help me to exist with a positive stand for something. Let me stand for something and let my life stand out. Lift up your voice and pray.
Help me to exist with a positive difference, to a positive stand for something. To exist with a positive stand for something. Exist as a person of conviction. Father, I receive the grace to exist as a person of conviction in my generation. Father, help me to exist as a person of conviction. To maintain submission to spiritual authority. Deliver me from the spirit of rebellion and rebelliousness in the name of Jesus. Let us
In Jesus' name, we declare that as we have prayed.
faith, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. We declare that none of these words shall fall to the ground in any life here in the name of Jesus. We declare that our story, oh God, is transformed positively from today in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Please remain standing. Dr. Ron said something to me just now. He believes in what has happened here and he believes that next year will be very explosive. He has been to your home. Come say it so I don't paraphrase. He has been everywhere around the world, but he hasn't seen where he passed off. Can you say what you just said?
So, I've been to 80 countries.
80 countries.
Many, many churches. In America alone, I've worked with 100,000 churches.
100,000?
Spend the whole week at the youth conference. Never, not one time ever in 40 years of ministry.
40 years.
That tells you the priority that your pastor, I mean, he told you about all his invitations. You know, remember the other day, he said he prepared the same for here as if he was speaking for 300,000.
That's right.
That should communicate value to you. The value he places on you as a young generation. And it's so striking to me, and it's not just because he doesn't have something to do,
he got no honorarium for this.
But because he understands the significance. The future of Nigeria is in this room, right here, right now.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
And we're praying that next year, by God's grace.
That's right.
Imagine filling this dome with young people, but they're already on fire.
That's right.
So next year becomes a catalyst for the whole nation to change the trend of all the young for young people in your nation. It happens when a senior leader, not just you got great youth leaders, youth pastors, but when a senior pastor understands and owns the significance of the young generation. They expect me to think about young people. I speak to young people all the time. But when a senior pastor does, the whole nation wakes up and says, maybe we all ought to pay attention. So thank you for being such a great leader.
Do you understand that for the pastor, the senior pastor of the church, to sit with the youth from Monday, the whole week, when these people, they didn't pity me at all. I said, what is my message? They say, you are preaching every day. Some days, twice a day. Really? I said, Dr. Mitenechi, see what they did to me. He said, the youth deserve that. He said, the youth deserve that. Hallelujah. But we are happy to do it. And I think it's easy for me to do because we are all in the same age grade.
You know?
I just have years of experience on the same age. We are all age mates. You don't know.
20s. You just have some years of experience.
I'm in my 20s, just that. I have been so many years on that age. Hallelujah! All right. When the oil was poured upon
David,
he stepped into authority, into dominion. When the same oil came upon Saul, he stepped into dominion. Now, you are being released to dominate the forces of hell, the forces of darkness, the forces of this age, and to take territories for God, to conquer your class, your school, your neighborhood, your contemporaries, your classmates, to disciple them for God. You are being released to take charge. And so in the name of Jesus, we pray upon this oil and we decree that by the reason of the anointing, you'll be released to go take your place for God in your generation, in our generation. And I decree right now, anyone who came in here with any form of affliction, every form of pain, every form of disease, every form of infirmity, inherited disease, ancestral disease, generational curse, occultic influence, powers of darkness, mental condition, emotional situation, academic setback, and says whatever it is that is
affecting your life, I declare the yoke is broken. Receive the seal of the anointing and go forth in Jesus' name. Come forward and yes. You already poured it. All right.
Oh, consuming fire, God. I've come before your throne to be fired up, oh God. Let it flow. Oh, consuming fire, God. I've come before your throne to be fired up, oh God.
Let it flow. Oh, consuming fire, Lord. I have come before your throne to be fired up, oh Lord. Let it flow. Oh, consuming fire, Lord. I have come before your throne to be fired up, O Lord. Let it flow. Oh, let it flow. 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 Let the fire from the throne.
Let the fire from the throne.
Let it flow.
Jesus, Father, let this oil release the desired impact. Empower your children to live accordingly. To live accordingly. In the name of Jesus, fresh help, fresh mercy, fresh grace, fresh impact be released upon you. In the name of Jesus, I declare a new day, a new season, fresh help. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. All right, you can go ahead. Just dip your hand in the oil and lift it up. You don't touch your head yet until we give the instruction.
Consuming fire, Lord. I have come
before
you.
Let
life. Do you have it now?
Flow, flow, flow.
Flow, 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 flow. Let it flow. Let it flow, flow. Flow, flow, flow. Flow, 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 flow. Let it flow.